And we have the Word in our hearts, and we have the Holy Spirit, and God is able to bring out in us to speak through our mouths what He wants communicated. And God is a living God. He hasn't changed. And you know, I was thinking of Acts 10:38, where it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The purpose of Jesus Christ's coming was to redeem men from their sin and to reconcile them back to God, and so that they can have that connection with God, that they could be saved, that they weren't going to spend a life separated from God if they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, when someone gets born again, they've entered into the kingdom of God. One person that believes and confesses Jesus Christ as their Lord and believe God raised them from the dead, all the angels of heaven are rejoicing. One person that turns to the living God, that the repenting is they change direction of their life. They change lords. They've come under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They come under that direct access and connection to the living God. See, we have direct access to the living God. And Jesus Christ was anointed with that Holy Spirit to do the work that God called him to do. If Jesus didn't have that Holy Spirit, he couldn't have done the work God called him to do. He would have walked around like a Pharisee or a Sadducee with the knowledge, with the Old Testament law. He knew the scriptures. He wasn't brought or taught like a Pharisee or a Sadducee. He was led by God. He was taught of God. He waxed strong. He knew the scriptures. We know the scriptures, and we're not to argue over scriptures, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you, oh, this person's wrong, he's not accurate on this section here, he's not accurate on that section, he hasn't rightly defined. You can't rightly define Holy Spirit, but you can walk by it and you can be led by it and you can speak truth from it. In Acts 1:8, you know, it says, and you shall receive power. You shall lambano power, not just decamai it, but lambano it. That's the strength that we're to go in, that same Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That Spirit which is called Christ in you. And as He is, as Jesus is right now at the right hand side of God, we're in Christ also. As He is, so are we in this world. And our job, and what God has equipped us with, is Holy Spirit and the Word and ministry of reconciling others. How many seminars does Jesus Christ do? How many study meetings did He hold? He brought the people together, and then He spoke by God. He said, have you not read? He would say what the scriptures say and then go further than what the scriptures say, because He wasn't doing the things in His own strength, effort, or ability. And there's many men and women that walked with God, walked by that Spirit. People like Smith Wigglesworth, for an example. And there were other people that would pray to God, like George Muller, and would trust God in these areas and look to Him. And I've been doing this since I've been born again since I was 15/16. I've gone through many different churches, many different classes, and they've all helped me on my journey to where I am now. And I'm thankful for everything that I've learned. And I'm thankful for all the men and women that God has brought into my life that has helped shape me to bring me to an understanding of where I am now. But there's nothing more better than when we surrender to the living God. When we cease to lean on people and start to lean on God. People are directed to lean on God when the sound words are being spoken. Sound doctrine isn't your rightly dividing of the scriptures. Right? Sound doctrine is the heavenly words spoken by God through your mouth. That's why God's giving you spirit. That's where the signs, miracles, and wonders follow those that believe. Paul said in Thessalonica, you know, we thank God for when you receive the word from men, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. What scriptures was he using? He wasn't using any. Paul, Timothy, and Silas were speaking as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit of God within them. And the people received that as the word of God, as it is in truth. As I'm speaking now, as it is in truth. Doesn't mean to say we neglect the scriptures. Doesn't mean to say we don't read them and meditate upon them. Doesn't mean to say we don't look at a Hebrew or Greek word if God is inspiring us to do that. But everything to be led by God. Because, see, the thing is, Everything is done by grace. Grace is God's unmerited divine favor. Grace is that God does the work. Through your effort of studying, and God could be leading you to do things like this, but it's your effort. Well, I got this class together. You know, God gave me this new light, you know, and he showed me through the scripture. It's your effort. Who's getting the glory? And then what happens? Men get put up on pedestals. Oh, yeah, I want to be connected to this man, and I want to be connected to this man. I want to be connected to someone that's walking with God, that I can learn from, so that I can walk just the same way. Because as Jesus is, so am I in this world. That's what the scriptures say. So when we do that, when we allow God to speak by our mouth, we can really encourage people to go to God. So the guys were talking about coming to the one-on-ones. Listen, I said to them Monday, look, we're all the same. I'm no different to you. I got Holy Spirit in me. You got Holy Spirit in you. You are born again. You're a child of the living God. And God wants you to have great confidence in him. So he's put someone in front of you that's had a little bit more walking. That can give that an example. We're to be examples. Paul said, be followers of me. Why? Because he was followers of Christ. His ways were in Christ. He didn't say, follow my carnal ways. He said, follow my ways in Christ. What was Paul's ways in Christ? Okay, go to the scripture. Read Galatians. Read the book of Acts. See how he moved. See how he began and how he wasn't fruitful for a long time. And then when he began listening and doing what God was showing him, that he was at the right place at the right time, and God gave great increase. So it's when we're led by God that we see great things happening. And I'm so thankful to God for this way that I know, this truth that I know now. And I kind of compare people that, you know, we can argue about, well, you've got to study, you've got to write and divide, you've got to take classes, and people that walk by the Spirit like this. Remember the children of Israel. They were in the wilderness, right? The journey was a very short journey, wasn't it? From Egypt to where they're supposed to be was supposed to be a short journey. But 40 years, they were led round in the wilderness. They went round and around and around. They weren't in that promised land. They weren't, you know, where it's flowing with milk and honey, where there was peace, where there was protection, where there was safety, where there was growth. And they complained and they moaned. And so God had them keep going around and around to see what was in their hearts. We read Deuteronomy chapter 8, it'll tell you that, right? And so God had to raise up men, you know, like Joshua, Caleb. They went and checked out the land. These men were men of faith. Don't forget, they were men of faith. Yeah, we can take this, even though there's giants in there. The complainers stayed in the wilderness. I kind of look at people that argue over doctrine all the time as walking around in that wilderness, never entering the promised land of signs, miracles, and wonders that follow those that believe. People coming from darkness to light. People being raised from the dead. People being healed. If you want to know if someone's walking with God, look at the fruit. Look at what's happening in their life. Look at their own fruit. The fruit of them. What's coming from them. That's number one. And then look at the fruit outside of them. Look at their families. Look at their relationships. And if they want to change, if they want to, you know, perfect that which is lacking in their life, they can, because they're children of God. See, we're heirs of God. And we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. I have the nature of my Father in me through the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know who I am in Christ. And I'm thankful to know that. And I've learned it from the scriptures too. But I've learned the living side of that in real time. Through people that are led and walked by the Spirit of God. People that are not complaining. People that are not arguing over doctrine. People that are looking to God, the living God. They're supping from the fountains of living water. They're taking their drink from there. And they're eating that heavenly manna. They're not relying on their senses or their knowledge to declare the things that God wants spoken right now in this time. It says in Romans chapter 5 that we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We're to have dominion. We're to have that authority. We got the authority. But we allow doctrine. We allow opinions of others to stop us. We think that if we go the right way, or if I start speaking by the Spirit now and not go to the Bible study and not do this research, then people will drop away from me. Like I said last week, then lose the friends. Because we don't want, you know, I'm not here to please you, and you're not here to please me. We're here to serve, to build, to edify, to encourage. And, you know, God took me on this long journey because I was pretty self-willed. I wasn't willing. I wasn't willing to change. And changing is an art of trusting God, not an art of knowing the scriptures, but an art of trusting the living God. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. Now, I'm not putting the scriptures down. I read them. I go to the scriptures. I remember the things I was taught. I'm thankful for the things I taught. But there's a more excellent way. And the more excellent way isn't the knowledge. It's the power. That's what sets people free. It's the power that sets people free. And it can be done in an instant. It can be done in an instant. There's people that don't even know there's a Bible, and they're walking by the Spirit of the living God, speaking truth. That is setting people free. If you want to know where that is, it's called India and the Power. I've been there, seen that. And these guys have been consistent from the time I went there in 2006. And we are now 2022. And these guys are excelling and increasing. The momentum is flowing. And some people kind of go off track. And even the Indian leaders can go off track. But they realize it pretty quick, and they come back and they're humble, and they become willing to God. See, we're not serving man here. You know, we're not serving man, we're serving God and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to honor your head, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, then be led by the Spirit. He gave his life so that you could have it. He gave his life so that you could have that sonship. You can have that direct connection. We're supposed to imitate him, be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're followers of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. How did he live? How did he move? It's written in the scriptures. So it's good to read the scriptures because you can see it in the scriptures. But it all depends where you've been taught, because you've been conditioned that you've got to do it this certain way or that certain way. So when you have a conditioning, you have to kind of uncondition yourself, right? You have to kind of become humble and say, okay, God, I don't know nothing. You show me. There was a time, the reason why I'm strong on this and I'm saying this, I was inspired by God through what Danny said. There was 4 years I had no one connecting to me, no one talking to me, no one calling. God was still providing for me because he knew where I was. He knew my heart, but my judgment was screwed up. Because I listened to this teaching, that teacher, and there's people that we that come from the same background as us that know how to do this research and this studying. And you bring, there was three of them, I'm not mentioning names, but there was three people that were pretty well known. And do you know what? They couldn't even agree on doctrine, and they're supposed to be able to rightly divide the word. What's that about? What is that about? It's not a witness, it's not the power of God, it brought confusion. I didn't even know what I was to believe. I said, God, I'm so confused. I just don't know what to believe. And I've taken all these classes. And I love you with all my heart. And I love reading the scriptures. And I know that you work in us by your Spirit too. And God took me through it. God is a loving God. It's when we turn our hearts from idols to the one true God, then he can direct our path. And he directed me and showed me where I needed to connect to learn. And so it's not that I'm a follower of a man. I'm a follower of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. But I know that where God wanted me to connect, this person had proved themselves with God, with signs, with miracles. And the people that connect are all fruitful. And they become fruitful not because they hear, but because they apply what they hear. See, you can get someone that studies the Bible, and you can get someone that listens to someone speaking by the Spirit. And it's no good to them unless they practice and do what's being encouraged. Because, see, a lot of people, and I know, because I've been around for many years now, they get the knowledge of something and think they know it all. Oh, I know. I know what the word says. But when you look at their life, it's empty. It's like dead man bones. And that's the truth of it. But God's got a more excellent way. And he says, if you're willing, you're going to open the door to me. You're going to let me energize you. You're going to let me lead you. I went, as you know, I always say this, I went to India just over 2 years ago, and I have not looked back since. And I've just stayed with God, stayed practicing the encouragement, what I was being encouraged, stayed practicing doing what God was showing me personally to do. And then, no sooner did I come back from India than Amber come. And then through Amber, then Danny got hot again. And then Becky Jancy. Jason has always been faithful to come, haven't you? But we've all had changes because, you know, there was things challenging because we were taught a different way, the conditioning, which I was on about. But God's way is simple. It's easy to be entreated, and it's enlightening, and your eyes are opened. And God wants to enlighten your eyes. And it does take a willing heart, not a self-willed heart. Well, I know what the scriptures say, and I've studied this stuff for years. Listen, I had that attitude, don't get you nowhere, and you don't see nothing. But when God gets you humble, and he can, because he knows your real heart, and then when you respond in love to God because of his kindness, okay, God, I'm willing to do exactly what you want. When you make that level of commitment between you and God, he starts to open up your eyes. Not immediately. It becomes. And then it unravels. And then you start to see clearly. And when people come for these one-on-ones, I don't know what they're going to come to me with. I haven't prepared anything. I say, Heavenly Father, I want your words to flow through my mouth. I don't want to give them anything from me, any of my knowledge, anything that I understand. You bring out of me what you need them to hear. And, you know, we do these one-on-ones, and I'm speaking, I listen to what they're saying, then I'm energized. And then I start to share, and it flows out. And then I'm thinking, oh, I feel a bit all over the place there a little bit. But they come back and said, oh man, like, you didn't realize that one-on-one was so magnificent. When I was going home in my car, I was crying because God answered everything. You were saying stuff that you didn't know and I didn't tell you. Or I put into practice what you said immediately, and I've got the results already. So it's a walk with our Heavenly Father. He loves you. You know, thankfully, like, you know, our earthly fathers, we don't have to study to get close to them, do we? We naturally got the genes of our earthly fathers in us. If they're alive, then you can go to them. You know, you can just go to them. You can just share your heart and you can say how you're feeling. Well, we can do that with God, and he loves you so dearly. And really, we got to stop blaming the devil for stuff. Shall I tell you why? Because he can only do what we allow him to do, and it's based upon what we've been taught previously. You've got to watch out, you've got a mark on your back, the devil's going to do this, the devil's... And then you're believing that, right? All believing equals receiving, we was also taught, right? So, the devil can't do nothing to you unless you consent. He can tempt you, he can might make you feel crappy, but don't consent to it. Because we bring our mind back to who we are. We know our God's a loving God, the most powerful God, a God of deliverance, a God of compassion. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to then impart what he's given us to other people, not just by words, but by the demonstration of that Spirit of God and in power. He wants us to go around like Jesus Christ did, because we're anointed. And to heal all those that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with us. See, at the end of the day, guys, it has to be by grace. It's not that we get any glory. God gets all the glory. If a man or a woman's getting the glory, it's because they set themselves up that way without even knowing it. Oh, look, it's my knowledge. I taught you this. No, God gives the words. God gives the glory. That's the grace. That's how things grow. And God said to me in a dream, I even woke up saying these precise words, anoint my field with oil, feed my people. 2014, it wasn't until I was coming back from America in 2018 that I understood it. And God showed me on the plane. He said, you anointed my fields with oil and you fed my people. I said, how was that? I'm just having a conversation with God on a plane, right? Going at 500 or 560 miles an hour. And God says, you went to many fields. In other words, many fellowship. They're the fields. And he said, and you spoke by my spirit. A lot of people were delivered on that time, whether they admit it or not, but I know they were. And some also told me. And it was all over this, speaking by the spirit and reading from the scriptures. And all I said to people when they asked me, because nearly everyone asked me, all the top names amongst us asked me, what do you think? I said, listen, if you're inspired to open up your Bible and share from the scriptures, that's what you do. If you're inspired to open your mouth and speak and allow God to speak by your mouth, that's what you do. There's no law. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Our focus should be to look to God and to do the things he puts in our heart. He'll arrange situations where we can minister, bring healing, we can bring deliverance to people. I had two phone calls this week from two old believers going years back. And they knew where to come. They had need, but they knew where to come. Isn't that funny? And they argued over me with the doctrine, but they knew where to come for the ministry. Why is that? If they knew it all, then why did they come to me? Because God brought them, because they knew. People know in the depths of their heart, but they let other people stop them. They let the opinions of others stop them from doing what is really right before God. And that's what I've done myself for like 4 or 5 years. But praise be to God that he is a living God. And he opened up my eyes. And he opened up my heart. He healed me of myself. And now Christ is living his life through me. And Christ is living his life through you. And you are wonderful. The only thing we need to be talking about is God, our Lord Jesus Christ, reaching out to others and great encouraging words. God wants us to edify. Oikodome, remember that? Oikodome, to build up. Our words should be building up. All this arguing all the time brings confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Now let's walk by the demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. Like Jesus, let's go about healing all those that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with us and in us. Let's use that word and ministry of reconciliation. This is an exhortation teaching, obviously, God's given me to give to you. It's not a reproof, but it's just like, come on, let's move with the living God. He's living today. He's with you. It's God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. And God says, now just come to me. Let me work in your life. Let's do some things where my power is demonstrated through you. I need you. You're the connection on the earth. That's why I gave you my spirit, so I could go to work in this world. That's why God put it on the spirit upon the prophets in the old times. He didn't want to give a law, but they asked for it. God gave them what they wanted, right? But God's always been a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of encouragement, a God that sees in order to provide. He is a great God of love and comfort, and there's nothing that he won't do for you. You can ask him anything, and if you know your God, he's going to do it for you, because we can ask in faith, because we have that confidence and that assurance. So this is what was in my heart. I was going to let a couple other people go before me, but I just got really inspired through the words. And this is what we should be doing. Our words should be inspiring faith in other people. Words inspire faith. Words edify. Words comfort. Words heal. Words deliver. And that Spirit of God in you is transferable, right? When you're walking with God and you put your hands on someone, they get healed, man. And just like Jesus, he was minding his own business, and that woman, she didn't even touch his body. She touched the hem of his garment. And virtue, power was released through Jesus Christ, because he was in sync with the Father. And you know what? When you're in sync, it can happen to you. Someone can have great faith. They can hear your words. They can see your works and think, I need to go to this person. I need to get my healing. And they get it. They get it. I've seen it happen for me. I've seen it happen for other ministers and other believers. Because it's a simple walk of faith and confidence, and not looking at man, but trusting God. Connect him where he wants you to connect. And just follow the encouragement. Just follow this great encouragement. These are words of life. And these are words that will change your whole ministry. If it's not going so great or it's stagnant. God doesn't want to stagnant. He wants us like water flowing. So anyway, that's what was in my heart to share.